Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And we have a very special lesson for you today. It's called Drawings Come to Life with 3Doodler. What is a 3Doodler? Well, it's something that will help you to draw, but it will help you to draw in 3D. This sounds very interesting. Maybe you don't know what this means. We're going to learn a little bit about this in our lesson today. Well, I do wonder if you like drawing. Carolyn, do you ever draw anything?
Well, I really don't think I'm much of an artist. I don't do much drawing for other people to see, but after reading this article, I think that this would sound awesome and that I might start drawing more if I had a 3Doodler.
Well, I think so too. 3Doodlers. Drawings will come to life with 3Doodlers. Let's get started with our lesson right now.
Drawings come to life with 3Doodler. Turning doodles into 3D objects. In their spare time, millions enjoy doodling, which up till now has usually involved drawing on paper. But now folks can try doodling in the air, thanks to 3Doodler, the world's first 3D printing pen. As one draws, hot plastic comes out of the pen, cools, and becomes a solid strand. Would-be artists can draw flat forms or separate parts and then join them together. Lifting the pen up into the air adds a strand that can stand on its own. Created by toy and robotics company WobbleWorks, this pen is quite different from a 3D printer.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. 3D movies, 3D glasses, 3D doodler? That's right. Now you can doodle in 3D. We'll learn all about it in today's article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Doodle. Doodle is a noun. Philip likes to draw, so his notebook is always full of doodles. Strand. Strand is a noun. Lenore knit strands of different colored yarn together and made a hat. Robotics. Robotics is a noun. Zach's classes in robotics have helped him create many useful inventions. Miniature. Miniature is an adjective. Jane's eraser looked like a miniature hamburger. Extraordinary. Extraordinary is an adjective. For a new author to write such a popular book is an extraordinary achievement. Your more information words are dream up. Dream up is a phrasal verb. Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower is a noun. Now, let's get started with our article.
Well, this does sound like a very cool pen to use. And at the beginning, we see turning doodles into 3D objects. And this pen is called a 3Doodler. And so let's look at that word doodle from the word bank. A doodle is just a small drawing. Maybe you weren't really thinking about it when you were drawing, but you decided to sketch something on a piece of paper, and it's not a very serious picture.
Mm-hmm. That's right, a doodle. Well, many people like to make little doodles in their spare time. Or maybe you're sitting in class and you're a little bit bored, and while your teacher is talking, you might be doodling on your paper, drawing little pictures of things. Of course, you can use this word as a noun and a verb. You can doodle something, and that is your doodle.
That's right. So we are talking about the 3Doodler, and at the beginning of the article, in their spare time, millions enjoy doodling, which, up till now, has usually involved drawing on paper. Now, it's true, millions of people, it just says millions, but we know they are talking about people who enjoy doodling. And up till now, this has usually involved drawing on paper. That's certainly what I think when I think of doodling.
Exactly. Up till now. So things are changing now. Well, let's take a look at that phrase, up till now. So you could use this phrase in another way as well. Up till now, he's been the fastest runner in our class. But there's someone new in class who can run even faster.
That's right. So up to this point in time, this has been true, but that is changing. Something is happening, and we see in our next sentence. But now, folks can try doodling in the air thanks to 3Doodler, the world's first 3D printing pen. Now, this just sounds amazing. Instead of drawing on paper, you can draw in the air.
Yeah, this is kind of hard to imagine. I think we have a special video about this later in our lessons, so stay with us for that. But for now, it's time for us to learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym about this word, folks.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence, but now, folks can try doodling in the air. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the word folks. It's an informal way of saying people. So what the writer is saying is that now people can try doodling in the air. Folks is used in casual situations. If you need to get everyone's attention at a party, for example, instead of saying, "Everybody, may I have your attention, please?" you can say, "Folks, may I have your attention, please?" Or if you want to describe how people in your neighborhood like being outside in the evenings, you can say, "The folks in my neighborhood like to come out in the evenings and hang out." So give this word a try. Think of something that people in general like to do and try using this word, folks. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you later.
Thanks, Liz. Well, now let's learn a little bit about how this pen works. As one draws, hot plastic comes out of the pen, cools, and becomes a solid strand. And this word strand is from our word bank. What is a strand, Gabe?
Well, a strand, that is one small line of something, like a string, a strand. Or maybe you might talk about a strand of hair, okay? One small line of something. I think of something from the Bible that says a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So if you have one string, you might be able to cut it easily. But if you tie three together, that means it's not easily broken. That means that people should come together on their ideas more. Their ideas will not be easily broken.
That's right. And here we're talking about the 3Doodler. When you draw with this pen, a piece of plastic comes out as a single strand. Now, we continue. Would-be artists can draw flat forms or separate parts and then join them together. And, oh, they can join these pieces together, Gabe.
It sounds kind of interesting. I think I need to see a video to really understand this, and that is coming later. But for right now, it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
There are artists and there are would-be artists. Both love art. So what's the difference?
Okay, a would-be artist may love art, but does not have the experience of an established artist. Would-be is an adjective that describes someone who has the desire and usually the potential to do or be something. like a would-be artist or a would-be politician.
Okay, here's an example. There was an assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan in the early 1980s. We can call the person who shot him a would-be assassin. He intended to kill the president.
Now, fortunately, he failed, so he never became an assassin.
A related word is wannabe. I might say so-and-so is a wannabe artist. So now the question is, how is wannabe different from would-be?
Okay, wannabe is, first of all, slang. It's a slurring of want to be. Also, wannabe can be either an adjective or a noun, whereas would-be is always an adjective.
Right, but the biggest difference between the two is that wannabe often has a negative connotation. A wannabe artist is someone who might imitate an artist or pretend to be one. A would-be artist does not have this connotation.
I agree, Ken. A would-be artist will likely work hard and will actually take the necessary steps to become an artist, while a wannabe artist will just dress and speak like one.
And probably look a little silly trying to be one. 一起来看 would-be 的用法。would-be 是个形容词，表示有潜力成为什么的。比如说 a would-be author 是个有潜力成为作家的人。一个主修戏剧的学生，我们可以称之为 a would-be actor。今天课文讲到 would-be artists， 想成为艺术家的人可以用 three doodler 画出立体的形状。would-be 也可以指想要成为什么但是未达成的，一个刺客企图要暗杀总统，但是他失败了，我们可以称他为 a would-be assassin， 一个没有如愿达成的刺客。另外 wannabe 也是指希望成为某种人的人，那这个字呢是 want to be 的缩写，但是跟 would-be 不同的是 wannabe 除了可以当形容词也可以当名词，比如说 you are such a wannabe。 而最大的不同是 wannabe 比较带有负面的含义，一个 wannabe artist 是一个梦想成为艺术家，或者是一个仿冒模仿艺术家的人。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And learning a little bit more about how this pen works, lifting the pen up into the air adds a strand that can stand on its own. So you don't have to draw on paper. You can draw this strand up in the air and it will stand by itself.
That's right. Again, stay tuned because there is a video that will demonstrate this later. Well, we continue. Created by toy and robotics company WobbleWorks, this pen is quite different from a 3D printer. So we've learned about 3D printers earlier this year. Now this is a little bit different. But let's take a look at one of these words from our word bank, robotics. And this is the science of robots or machines.
That's right. So they make robots and they also make toys. Now, you might say, I want to study robotics in school. You wouldn't say that I want to study robots in school.
Okay, good point. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 doodle 这个动词。Doodle 是指涂鸦或随意乱画，例如Kate loves to doodle on her textbooks during class. Kate 喜欢上课的时候在课本上涂涂画画。它同时也可以当名词，例如 No one could have known that the artist's doodle will one day be displayed in a museum. 没有人知道有一天这位艺术家的随意涂鸦会被展示在美术馆里面。接下来我们看的是 strand 这个名词。 Strand 是指线或者是线的一股或一缕，例如 The police found a strand of hair at the crime scene and took it to the lab. 警方在犯罪现场找到一根头发并且送去化验室了。或者是 The elegant lady wore a strand of pearls to go with her dress. 这位优雅的女士为了搭配洋装戴了一串珍珠项链。
Drawings come to life with 3Doodler. Today we're talking about the 3Doodler. And it's something that you can use to doodle, but it's not just like doodling with a pen or a pencil. No, with the 3D Doodler, hot plastic comes out and cools and then becomes hard, and you can create different drawings that can actually stand like they're in 3D. I think we need to see a video of this later in our lesson, but for now, let's continue learning in our article, Drawings Come to Life with 3D Doodler.
Drawings come to life with 3D Doodler. For example, this pen requires no computers or image files, and it can be used to create anything a person can dream up. How about a bicycle or a bird? Or what about a miniature Eiffel Tower? The 3D Doodler website features these and other examples of 3D Doodles. Initial interest in 3D Doodler has been extraordinary. In the first 30 hours of the 3D Doodler Kickstarter campaign, WobbleWorks raised more than $500,000 to make the product a reality. Now, with more than $2 million in support, WobbleWorks plans on shipping the finished version of 3D Doodler in late 2013. Get your drawing hand ready.
Now, perhaps you were thinking that this does sound similar to the 3D printer, but as we read in the previous sentence, this pen is quite different from a 3D printer, and in this next section we find out why. For example, this pen requires no computers or image files, and it can be used to create anything a person can dream up. Well, this does sound very different from the 3D printer.
It's true. And if you dream up something, that means you are imagining it. You're creating it in your mind. Well, we continue. How about a bicycle or a bird? Anything that you're thinking about. What about a bicycle or a bird? Or what about a miniature Eiffel Tower?
Wow, you could make a miniature Eiffel Tower, and there are some pictures going on behind me that you can see of the Eiffel Tower, and we're talking about something that is miniature. Mm-hmm. So if it's miniature, then it is smaller. It is much smaller than the real thing.
That's right.
But it is based on something that is real.
And when I think of this word miniature, I think of a golf game called miniature golf. It doesn't take place on a big field or a big golf course, but it takes place in a much smaller area. Miniature golf, or something miniature, can also be called mini. You can shorten that word to M-I-N-I, mini.
That's right. Well, you could make a miniature Eiffel Tower. Maybe you could make a miniature car. Anything that you can think of. The 3D Doodler website features these and other examples of 3D Doodles. And I did go to the website, and it is very amazing some of the things that they are able to make with this pen.
It's true. Well, we're learning more about how this started. Initial interest in 3D Doodler has been extraordinary. So there's a lot of interest in this special pen, and it's very extraordinary. Let's look at that word from our word bank. Extraordinary. It kind of reminds me of a word that we learned earlier this month, outstanding. If it's extraordinary, it's not common or ordinary. It's more than that. It's extraordinary.
That's right. So it's something that is unusual or unexpected, but in a good way. So it is extraordinary. Maybe the number of tickets sold for the play or the theater performance was extraordinary. No one thought that they would sell that many tickets.
Or that person has extraordinary talent. Well, we continue. In the first 30 hours of the 3D Doodler Kickstarter campaign, WobbleWorks raised more than $500,000 to make the product a reality. And that was just within the first 30 hours. Just a little more than a day, they raised more than $500,000.
That's right. Now, with more than $2 million in support, WobbleWorks plans on shipping the finished version of 3D Doodler in late 2013. And you know what that means, Gabe.
What does it mean?
Get your drawing hand ready.
Your drawing hand. Wait, is that my right hand or... But I'm right-handed, so my drawing hand is my right hand.
Yes, that would be correct. You would draw with your right hand, but maybe you can try using your left hand with the three doodler.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Well, friends, if you do want to know more about Kickstarter or the Kickstarter campaign, there is a sidebar on page 43 of your magazine. You can find out more there. Right now, it is finally time to watch that video of the three doodler. Let's enjoy that and then go spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
What if you could draw things exactly as you imagine them? What if you could lift your pen off the paper and create real objects? The 3Doodler is the world's first and only 3D drawing pen. It's been designed to be compact and easy to use. No software, no computers. You just plug it in and can start drawing anything within minutes. The beauty of 3Doodler is how simple it is. Everyone knows how to use a pen, so we designed a 3D printing pen. If you can scribble, trace, or wave a finger in the air, you can use a 3Doodler to create simple or complex objects. And we're making 3D creation accessible to everyone. A 3Doodler is the most affordable way to 3D print. So how does it work? 3Doodler uses cutting-edge, patent-pending technology to heat and cool plastic as it passes through the body of the pen. Just like a 3D printer, the plastic cools rapidly and becomes hard. The possibilities are endless, including 3D models, jewelry, decorative art, toys, fridge magnets, or a scale model of the Eiffel Tower. It can even be used for basic repairs. 3Doodler represents a whole new medium for artists, makers, 3D enthusiasts. In fact, anyone wanting to express their creative side.
Hi, I'm Max.
And I'm Pete.
And we're Wobbleworks. Pete and I met years ago in Hong Kong when I was working for a toy company, and Pete was an independent inventor from MIT. I brought to market such products as Rovio and RS Media.
And at MIT, I worked on a number of fun projects, including a walking dinosaur robot and a transforming motorcycle called Uno. 3Doodler is the result of a year's worth of R&D, and after a number of prototypes, we feel like we're finally ready to take it to the next level.
Pete and I have already been to China, and we're working with a factory that's capable of producing thousands of 3Doodlers. All we need is your support to make this a reality.
Dream up 这个动词片, dream up 是指凭空想象出或者虚构出, 例如, the college kids were always dreaming up different practical jokes to play on their friends. 这些大学生老是在想一些不同可以用在同学身上的恶作剧。 或者是, you can continue dreaming up different excuses for your tardiness. 你可以继续捏造各式各样迟到的理由。 继续我们来看的是 miniature 这个形容词， MIN 这个字根是指小的意思， 所以 miniature 是指小型的或者是微小的。 例如， the miniature golf course is a popular dating place， 这个迷你高尔夫球场是个很热门的约会圣地。 或者是 the doll comes with cute miniature furniture， 这个洋娃娃附有非常可爱的迷你家具。 And let's return to our teachers now.
In our article today, we discuss some of the differences between the 3Doodler and the 3D printer that we had learned about previously. Now, I wonder which one do you think would be more useful, a 3D printer or a 3Doodler? Gabe?
Well, I think that a 3D printer might be more useful it also might be a lot more powerful. You can make more things with a 3D printer. Just a couple months ago, people even made the first 3D gun with a 3D printer. I don't like that idea, but that's just how powerful this 3D printer can be.
That is true, but you know, I think the 3D Doodler might be a little bit more fun and interesting to use.
Yeah, and probably a little bit cheaper too.
Hopefully. Well, that is it for today on our lesson in technology, but we will see you again here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.